This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I'm excited to know that you join with me today during this week, during this segment, that we can begin to really target some great spiritual things. And as always, you know, the program is called Thoughts Become Things because I'm a huge believer in understanding the reality of our mind, the reality of the mind of Christ that works in us, which actually lets us know that we are co-creators in God. We have the ability to create. We have the ability to think. We have the ability to ponder. We have the ability to wonder. We have the ability to dream, to have visions even. And so that's why the name of this podcast actually is called Thoughts Become Things, because I want to help awaken you to your purpose and your potential, but also awaken to the fact that you can actually have a say-so in your reality. You can actually shape your reality. You can begin to, you know, be the artist of your own master design, of your own beautiful picture of your life. And so that's why I'm excited that each and every week you guys decide to join with me, because you know there's something better out there than what just maybe religion's teaching you. There's something better out there than what your tradition is allowing you not to cross over. You know, traditions have boundaries, and traditions love to be able to say, stop. Don't go any further. Stay in your comfort zone. Don't move in. Don't move out. Stay right here and just listen to what I say. And yet, the traditions that have made the Word of God of none effect is saying that it's not allowing the supernatural of the voice of God permeating within inside of you to take root. That's what it's saying. It's not allowing you, your traditions are not allowing you to allow the voice of God to take you further in action, to be able to ponder and wonder on things of your own life. And so we want to be able to eradicate tradition. We want to eradicate the religiosity, the things that people have told us through do's and don'ts, to be able to dive into the fullness of the freedom. You know, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And that's why I like these podcasts, because I'm always hoping to awaken the truth in you of what your truth is that God has given you, to be able to understand that you have a say-so in this world, a say-so in your own life. And I love this. So this is what I felt in my spirit so strong today to talk to you guys about, is the mystery of you, the mystery of you. You know, I was thinking the other day, I was pondering on some really dynamic principles and scriptures, and really read one that really fascinated me because I've heard it most of my life, but I really wanted to sit on it today and sort of unveil the truth in it. And I'm glad you guys are joining with me today, because you're going to love this. In John chapter 14, verse 26, it says something very powerful. It says, "The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things." Okay, so first of all, let me before I give you my next scripture, let me ponder on that for a moment, that the Spirit of God will teach you all things. Now, you know, when we read the scripture about Jesus dying for all, we read the scriptures about, you know, all died in Adam, all will be made alive in Christ. You know, when we hear that word all, sometimes we tend to water it down, because traditional people love to be able to say, ooh, that never includes all. I mean, it's not all, is it really? I mean, maybe God messed up. Maybe it means something else. Well, you know, I learned in kindergarten that the word all means all. I mean, if someone tells you, you know, hey, you can have all these peanuts, that means you can scrape the bowl and there's not one peanut left that's not yours. And so for me, I don't like to hear people twist those scriptures and begin to say, well, all doesn't really mean this, it means this. The truth is, the word all means every bit of it. And so when the Spirit of God wants to be able to hover upon you and sort of have you ponder on things, to awaken things in you, that means there's a fullness of all, of allness within inside of you. That God wants to be able to not just sort of bring to your awakening, but also distribute through you. So when we say we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, that's a known fact. That means there's nothing that you can not do if you put your mind to it, because you've got the energy and the power and the anointing inside of you to be able to understand all means all. So that means there's no blockages for me. There's no obstacles. There's no stopping me unless I create those obstacles for myself through someone else's opinion that keeps me limited. And so that's why I wanted to talk about the mystery of you, because the truth is, we're at this place where we got to begin to really discover this. we got to really begin to discover at this part of us, of the mystery of us. So let me give you another scripture that will help you out. This is the main scripture I want to focus on. 2 Corinthians 2:10. 2 Corinthians 2:10. It says this: "These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit." So we're reading this verse, first of all, and it says, "These are things God has revealed to us by His Spirit." So that sounds like to me that it's already been revealed, right? It didn't say the Spirit of God will show you. And so here we're seeing a past, present, in the future, where he says, you know, the things God has revealed to us. And so there's always a knowing there. So when you sit here and you say, these are the things that God has already revealed to us, these are the things that the Holy Spirit has revealed to us, that means it's a past of it's already in you. You with me? It's already inside of you. And so there's a knowing there. And I want you to think about that when we say, be still and know that He's God. So there's a knowing there that God always wants to bring you back into. Your awareness, your awakening of knowing. And so it says, these are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. That means they're revealed. They're not revealed. They're already in a past statement of revealed. So there's a knowing to say, I do know this. I do know that, because it's already been revealed to me, right? But then you go into the next sentence in this verse that says, the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Now, let's read this again. So it says, these are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things. There's that word all again, even the deep things of God. So here's my question to you, okay? And that is, if this verse is true, which we believe it is, to say that right here it says, these are the things God has revealed to us by Spirit, okay? That means, okay, there's a knowing here. I have a knowing that it's already been revealed to me. So it's already embedded inside of me, inside of my life, inside of my heart, inside of my spirit. There's already things right there that is already there. And so when you see that knowing, then you begin to come to that place of, okay, so I'm in my knowing, it's already been revealed to me. But then it says the Spirit searches all things. Okay, so if the Spirit's already revealed things to me already, so there's already a revelation of the knowing already inside of me, right? But then it says the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. So where is the Spirit searching? Where is the Spirit searching for the all things? Okay? And so think about that. Where is the Spirit searching for the all things? He's searching inside of you. Why? Because it says, these are the things God has revealed to us by the Spirit. So He targets these things, which we know in our knowing it's all things, right? So what is the Spirit doing? He's letting you know automatically, hey, I'm searching the allness. I'm searching the all things, the things of the all, A-L-L-N-E-E-S, or N-E-S-S. And so what he's saying is that the Spirit is the knowing is searching the allness. Okay, where is He searching the allness in? The deep things of God. Where? In you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So what we're seeing here is the power of oneness of all things. We're already seeing where the Spirit of God has already revealed the allness of the oneness of the all things, because that's already embedded in us. How do we know it's embedded in us? Because the Spirit is searching all things. It's already been revealed, in us. So the Spirit is searching allness, all things, and He's looking for the allness within inside of you, because it's already been revealed to us. So He's searching for the allness of those who understand the revelation or the mystery of that. The word mystery comes from the word mysterion, and that means that which is hidden for us, not hidden from us, but that which is hidden for us to define or to find or discover. And that's why it says in the scriptures, it says God will conceal a thing, but it shall be the honor of a king to figure it out or to discover it. So automatically, it's saying this part of you, okay, is I'm letting you begin to understand, to find the revelation, to find the mystery or the awakening within this scripture and with all the other things. And so when we see this, we understand that even when the scripture says, it says, be still and know, and I've said this before, be still and know that He is God. So in my stillness is when I awaken to the fact that I already know. Okay, so be still and know that I am God. So in my stillness, there's an awakening of the knowing already in me. And then it says what? It says what? Be still and know that I am God. So in my stillness, there's an awakening of the knowing of God already in me. And then we read the scripture about 2 Corinthians. Here, you know, chapter 2, verse 10 says, these are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. So it's already been revealed to us already. And it says, the Spirit searches all things. What are you searching out, Spirit? You're searching out the allness within the knowing of things that have already been revealed in us. And then it goes on to say this, the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Okay, so once again, we're dealing with us, the knowing, the allness, the oneness of knowing that I'm already connected to the universe. I'm already connected to my allness. I'm already connected to everything that is. I'm already connected to the life source. I'm connected to God. If I'm connected to God, I'm connected to everything. I'm connected to the universe. I'm connected to people. I'm connected to the all, A-L-L-N-E-S-S. I'm connected to the allness, but I have to be able to come to my knowing that I already know that. I have to come to the place of knowing that I'm already connected to the allness of all things. And so here is where we look at this and we say, what does traditional teach us? Traditional people and those who have this type of theology of sort of the breaking point of not knowing who we are and discovering, trying to find ourselves and trying to know that, am I good? Well, God made me good, but yet I'm horrible. You know, the traditionalist types of people brings to us a separation. And yet that's almost an antichrist mentality to that of what Scripture says to us and shows us. And so within our allness, within the things of our knowing, we awaken to the knowing already in us that's already been revealed. Okay, that's what the scripture's saying. That I'm awakening to the knowing that's already been revealed in me. So therefore, if it's been revealed in me, that means I know. If I was to tell you, I'm going to the store, and then you already know, when I say I'm going to the store, you know then I'm going to the store, right? So your knowing is already established because Jeremy told me he's going to the store. And so when somebody comes to you, you have the right to speak out of your knowing, because it's been revealed to you and in your knowing that I've been told already in past, because Jeremy already told me, and that he's going to the store. So I could say, I know he's going to the store. How do you know? Because he told me. Are you with me? It's not a futuristic thing. It's not a thing of me trying to figure out, oh, I don't know. I wonder what Jeremy's up to today. I don't know. I haven't spoken with him. Have you spoken to him? I don't know. Have you? I haven't. And then all of a sudden, you begin to understand that I've got to connect to Jeremy to begin to hear what he's doing today. But if Jeremy, which is myself, already tells you, I'm going to the store, then your knowing is already assured. Your knowing is already settled in you. So you're authorized to say, in my knowing, he's already told me that he's going to the store. Right? And so that's a place we have to begin to understand. I have the right to say, in my knowing, I already know that. So I already know the all things of where Jeremy's going today. Because all things of what he's doing is he is going to the store. Are you with me? How is he going to the store? Buy his car? How is he going to do? What is he going to buy when he goes there? So you have to realize that if I was to say to you, I'm getting in the car, I'm going to the store, I'm going to buy, a bottle of milk or a gallon of milk, then you know the knowing. You already have that embedded in you because I've already told you. So when people ask you, you have the power to know the people, places, or things of how I'm getting there, where I'm going, what I'm going to pick up when I get there, right? And so that's what it's saying here. It's letting you know automatically, these are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. What things is He talking about? The Spirit searches all things. So He's searching the allness, the all things inside of you. But you have to wake up to the fact that you already know these things. And you awaken and you're knowing to say, I've got all things in me. And it goes on to say what? Even the deep things of God. So what it's saying here is the Spirit of God is searching. He's not looking at the fact of you looking in you saying, nothing in this temple, nothing in this body, nothing in this spirit, there's nothing here. Man, I'm looking hard and this guy is empty. Like there's nothing in him. Like he is so stupid because there's nothing in him. No. What it's saying is he's searching the all things. He's searching the all things that's already been in you. It's already been revealed in you. So we're talking past tense. So he's searching the all things. So in other words, imagine this. Imagine the Spirit of God is searching inside of you, trillions upon trillions upon trillions upon trillions upon trillions of things already in you. So the Spirit of God is searching all the trillions of the data inside of you. And then it goes on to say, even the deep things of God. What deep things are? Do you think the Spirit of God is going, let's say, we'll use a traditional point of view, and I want you guys to get this visual. Do you think the Spirit of God is going to maybe high up in the sky, to a heaven where God is sitting on a throne, and He's like, can I come inside of you to search you? No, that's ridiculous, right? And so you understand what the Spirit of God is saying to you is, I'm searching the deep things already revealed in you, and yet you already know these things, but you haven't awakened to your knowing yet, that you know these things. So what do you need to do today? First of all, A, awaken to the fact that you already know. Know what? All things. So what do I have to do? That's why the Bible even says, I can do all things through Christ, because there's an all things already in you, embedded in you. And so when you connect to everything, to the oneness of what has already been revealed to you by the Spirit of God, then whom shall I fear? If God be for me, who can be against me? Then there's nothing I have to worry about. I don't have to get anything outside of me that completes me. Nothing outside of me makes my identity. Nothing outside of me I need. I might need to awaken it by learning a little bit of knowledge from the education of this world. But it doesn't mean I'm not connected to the all things that have already been revealed to me. It just means I need to awaken and be reminded. That's why the Spirit of God says this. What? And I love this verse. It says that the Spirit's job, that the Holy Spirit brings all things. Look at that. Look at that, folks. The Spirit of God brings all things back to your remembrance. Notice how it doesn't say the Spirit of God brings back to your remembrance the things you studied for. The Spirit of God revealed to you, the Spirit of God will bring back to your remembrance of the things you learned under your master's degree, your bachelor's degree, but anything outside of that, the Spirit of God can't remind you of. Think about that. No. It says the Spirit of God will bring all things. Isn't that crazy how we hear the word all things all to the Bible? And yet people still don't want to connect to the word all and everybody or everything? It's just because tradition loves to twist the scriptures and begin to manipulate it to where it works for them and keeps you at a place where you are in dire need of these people. People that have low self-esteem, people that understand their own identity, will keep you. And if they're leaders, they become dangerous because they keep you at a place where you have to have them. Does every joint supply? Yes. Does my gifting and your gifting complement one another? Yes. And can people still share with us and teach us stuff? Yes, but what they're doing is they're teaching us things that can be able to be deposited in us, that the knowing in us that's already been revealed in us can awaken that part of us that's been dormant in us, that can begin to shift it. What does the mind do? The mind, when emotions, the soul, what does it do? What does the mind of Christ do in me? It's already been revealed to me of all things. The mind of Christ begins to sort of shape it for me. It awakens the all things mentality in me and begins to reveal to me and show me how that should look for me and where it can apply in my life. That's why the Spirit of God brings all things back to your remembrance, just so the Holy Spirit can remind you of the all things already embedded in you. And that one verse alone backs that up. But I'm giving you guys several scriptures to show you and prove to you that you are connected already. You are jointly connected in the oneness of God, and all things is already embedded in you. So when people say to me, science says that we're made from stardust, I say, sure we are. We absolutely are. You know, when people say, you know, we're energy? Absolutely I am. Did you know that we're light, slow down into matter? Absolutely we are. Did you know you're matter? Absolutely I am. Do I have a mind that is 10 times wiser than the children of this world? Yes, you're right. Exactly, I do. And because that 10 times wiser is the mind of Christ that actually is already embedded in me, that has the allness in it. And so when we read the end of the scripture where it says that the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God, it means that there's such a deep part of me, that there's an endless bottomless pit inside of me, for lack of better words, that begins to show me how much data has been impregnated inside of my spirit, that even the Spirit of God has to search for it. It doesn't mean the Spirit of God is like old and lazy or doesn't understand or forgetful. And he's like, oh my gosh, I forgot what's in there. It's showing you the allness, the A-W-E-S-O-N, the allness is A-W-E-N-E-S-S, the allness of the all, A-L-L-N-E-S-S, allness in you. And so the Spirit of God actually is in awe when it's searching inside of the deep things inside of you, because there's so much deposit that God has made in you that you're one with, that the Spirit of God even has to search that out, folks. There's a searching. And if you know, if God Almighty is telling you that my spirit has to search for that, folks, let me tell you something. That proves to me and shows me that you are extremely deep. So when I hear people say, I can't accomplish this. I'll never be able to make this amount of money. I'll never be able to do this. Then I want somebody to say, you have missed the mark of the high call. You have missed the mark of your own identity. You've missed the mark of the connectedness that you have to all things. You've missed the mark of knowing even who you are. And that's why we're left so fragmented. Because when we say, oh, we're fragmented, it doesn't mean that my life is fragmented. It means my mind is fragmented from connecting and knowing the revelation and hasn't awakened to that which is already inside of me. Therefore, my mind, my thoughts have become fragmented to the wholeness that I am and the wholeness that I already have all things in me. So when people say I'm broken, it doesn't mean they're broken. It means their mind has convinced them that they're broken in pieces because the soul, the mind, the will, and the emotions, because the emotions have connected. Think about this. Because the emotions have already connected to a woundedness or a rejection or a hurt that someone projected at us. So the emotions connect to that in a negative way. And then the mind begins to say, since I'm feeling this pain, I'm broken. Since I'm feeling the pain of this, I'm discouraged. Since I'm feeling the pain, or I'm feeling the emotion of your hurting me, then the mind, I put so much faith in the emotion or the soul. No wonder why God says, don't go by what you see or feel, because your feelings will lie to you and tell you you're disgraced, or you're fragmented, or you're broken, or you're woundedness. When the whole time, the truth is, if sticks and stones can't break my bones, can break my bones, but words will never hurt me, that means I've allowed the words that are coming out of your mouth into my soul, and my emotion is triggered by your rejection, your pain, and your harsh words towards me. So my soul convinces me that I am broken and wounded, but the truth is I'm not, and I can never be broken, I can never be wounded. But yet the mind has convinced me. No wonder why the mind can deceive us, folks. No wonder why we cast down vain imaginations. Because the mind loves to lie about it. The mind will lie about other people. And the mind will lie about yourself. Come on. And that's why you have to begin to understand the fullness of realizing, don't give in to these things. You are wonderfully and whole, perfect already. But the mind might tell you otherwise. And that's where you have to begin to realize that I am so deep. I've got so much in me to do anything above. Think about this. When the Bible even says above anything we're able to ask or think, that's the mind. So we can do anything, but the mind wants to stop us. So therefore, that verse is telling us bypass the mind and just know in your knowing that you have all things in you. To know in your knowing, there's nothing that's impossible for you. And so I have to transcend past the scripture we're talking past, not past the scripture, but what the scripture says. I have to transcend past the fact it says above and beyond anything I'm able to ask or think. Because the mind loves to think, the mind loves to ask, and the whole time the mind is thinking in this part of woundedness and tradition and rejection, then the mind is going to limit me if I allow myself to listen to it. But I have a knowing in my knower that there's a data so deep in me of trillions upon trillions of upon trillions of informational pieces in me that's been in me since the beginning of time, and I therefore have to connect to that. I have to stay connected and plugged in, because the Spirit is even constantly searching in me, even when I'm wounded, or let me put it this way, even when I feel that I'm wounded, when I feel the emotion of that I am fragmented, the Spirit of God is still deep inside of me, searching the allness inside of me. And yet it's saying to myself, if you only knew mind, what I'm doing is I'm still searching because this person is so deep, and yet your mind has convinced you otherwise. And so thank God the Spirit of God still searches in the depth of who I am out of the trillions of things that are embedded in me, and yet my mind is sitting here thinking, I can't do this. Oh, you've hurt me. Oh, you've rejected me. All right, I didn't get the job. I must not be smart enough. And yet the whole time you're thinking your negativity of your limitedness, your limitations, the Spirit of God is inside of you searching probably a quadrillion, 90 miles an hour inside of you and through all things that's already in you. And so I wanted to go a little deep today in this podcast, because I want you guys to think about this. I want you guys to really think about this and ponder on this. This is a powerful reality that most people don't want to pay attention to. And that's why I wanted to bring it out today, because I don't know who this is for today in this podcast, because I know thousands of listeners listen to this podcast, but I wanted to bring this to your attention, because I believe it might be you that I'm speaking to. To say, wow, I never thought about that, Jeremy. And have an eye-opening experience in your knowing to know that you already know that you have all things. This is part of the plan of God that you awaken. When we talk about awakening, 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 and all religions use the word awakening. Why not? Because it's powerful. Almost every human being on planet Earth is asleep in the light of their own revelation. In the light of the revelation God wants them to know about themselves. In the light of the revelation about their own culture, about their own color, about their own knowledge, about their own wisdom, about everything. And so ignorance has given us a false shadowing effect to make us feel as if that ignorance is really who I am. And so what happens at a tradition, it comes, it presents itself to us and it says, hey, you know what? You are so right. You are so dumb. You are so stupid and ignorant. Let me help you. And maybe if you're smart enough, maybe you'll grasp a little bit of what I'm telling you. See, that's what tradition does to us. And then it still keeps us on the outside of us. Tradition will never become one with you because it can't. It's created for limitations. Think about that. It's created for limitations, boundaries, obstacles, fragmentations. Tradition is related to that. That's why the tradition of your traditions make the power, make the word of whatever it is, that word is, it's coming into you to awaken you and know and teach you how you are full of the allness of God. That tradition makes that word of none effect. Because tradition does not want you to connect to the oneness in which you already are. So thank you again for tuning in today to our podcast. I'm going to try to do a teaching on this before long. I've got so many courses we're putting out like crazy. I'm doing a series right now with a good life coach friend of mine, Brian Turner, and we're putting together some really in-depth things, how to begin to walk into your own awareness, to keep a check in your own spirit, to sort of life coach your own self, to be able to give you pointers of things that you will awaken to that you never did before about your own discovery. And that's, those are things I wanted to sort of put in the series we're building right now. But I also want to tell you this. If you guys really want to know more about these kind of things, I really want to encourage you to go to the website, identitynetwork.net, identitynetwork.net. And under my courses, where it says courses and programs, a drop-down menu will appear. I want you to scroll down to the one that says School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination. School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination. In that course alone, it will begin to give you a huge eye-opening experience to the power of your thoughts and the power of your visual. In other words, what you're seeing about the world, how you're viewing the world, how you view yourself, how you view God, and that sort of visual can take you into a mirroring effect to see how you see yourself. So I want to encourage you, you could all download the course today, School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination, but download it today or order the hard course because you desperately need to understand these truths to get yourself free, to stay free. And the only way to stay free is to keep your knowing. The Bible says, and you shall know. Come on, folks. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So how am I going to know it? When I awaken to the fact that the truth is in me, and the allness is in me, and the Spirit is still searching all that truth in me to discover to find all the mysteries and the wonders that I am, that God's created me to be. So thank you again for tuning in. Download this course today and be on the lookout for this new series coming out that I'm working on with my friend that will be able to help life coach yourself. But thank you again for tuning into the podcast. Don't forget to go to our website and download that course today. I feel the importance for you guys doing this today. As always, thank you for tuning into our podcast. Don't forget to go and create your reality. It is your God-given right as a co-creator in God to create the life in which you want to exist in. God bless you.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.